Philip Saint-Pierre. Actually, these are in here. Today's date is 01/16/2023. Dictation is 4. It's Veronica Pago. Pago spells P-A-G-E-L. Veronica spells V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 09/27/1970. This is a 52-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Patient was recently seen on 01/12/2023. Had labs drawn. Is there a follow-up for these labs, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. She reports a painful rash in the back of her scalp. Back of her neck, she said, around her hairline, she said she thinks she has a hair follicle infection. And this has been going on for about 2 or 3 days, period. She denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, denies polyuria, polydipsia. Denies difficulty breathing or problems with breathing, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed. No negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air, blood pressure is 141 over 87, pulse 112, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. The scalp, posterior hairline, approximately 2 to 3 centimeters. Macule is hot to touch, with a central papule. No fluctuance, no bleeding, no discharge. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetes. Type 2, poorly controlled. Next paragraph. Assessment number 2 is poor medication compliance. Assessment number 3, vitamin D deficiency. Number 4, cellulitis. Number 5, folliculitis, period. Next paragraph. Patient's labs were reviewed with her. We had a discussion on the abnormal findings and actions she can take in terms of lifestyle modification to address these abnormalities. Namely, glucose is 338. And we talk about diet and exercises. She requests to change her medication to Ozempic. She says she saw a friend who uses it and seems to be having good control, and she would like to start that. A finger stick was done to see if her sugars improve. The sugar finger stick today is 359. I offered patient I advise patient to go to the emergency room so she can get some fluids to bring her sugar down. She opted not to. She says she's going to take her medication as soon as she gets home. And if the pharmacy gives her the Ozempic today, she's going to inject herself also, period. We had a lengthy discussion about food, exercises, and the need to have the sugar down. She says she understands. And if she gets worse or start having symptoms, she will go to the emergency room, period. Next paragraph, vitamin D was decreased at 25.7. The patient was vitamin D, 50,000 units were refilled. Take 1 weekly, number 13. Cholesterol also was elevated. These include hypercholesterolemia in diagnosis. Total cholesterol 235, normal 199. Triglyceride is 123. This is normal. Normal is 149. HDL 55. Normal 39. We had a lengthy discussion about cholesterol control and lifestyle modification that she can start to help with bringing her cholesterol down. She says she understands and we'll try. She is currently on simvastatin, and she was advised to continue simvastatin. I would not increase her simvastatin. She's already taking 40 milligrams daily. I think lifestyle modification should help improve these numbers, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was discharged with the following medication, Ozempic 2/1.5. Mills, she would take 1.5 mils sub-Q weekly for 90 days. Next medication, Septra DS, 800/160. She would take 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, vitamin D3, 50,000 units. 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 13. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.